the inspired author of the Epistle to the Hebrews, exhorts, proclaims, so let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for every need. The church has always and constantly taught us, taught the world, a very profound and yet simple fact about holiness. The church teaches that the way of perfection, holiness, is only by way of the cross. Holiness cannot be achieved without renunciation and spiritual battle. Today we gather as members of the body of Christ to commemorate precisely that. The throne of grace is the cross. It is the font of mercy because of He who willingly mounted the gibbet of the cross, not because He had to do that. He did it willingly, not for His sake, but for ours. When we listen to the accounts in the Gospels of our Lord's Passion, hopefully we listen and take to heart the unspoken truth of what is revealed to us. It is for me and for you that this has occurred. And it has been achieved for us by the only one who could save us. Does that really make a difference in our lives? In the circumstances of our day, do we ever think of Christ crucified? When we are at home or here in church and we gaze upon the crucifix, does it ever occur to us that as we gaze upon Him, He is already gazing upon us with a mysteriously eternal love, one that isn't fickle, one that isn't one day hot, one day lukewarm, one day cold? The fire of divine love burning in the pierced heart of Jesus is a constant love for you and me. When we venerate the cross, perhaps in the silence of our hearts, be grateful. Allow the crucified one to truly make a difference to you.